T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. Rich, as you know, I'm a huge fan of the award-winning Trending Now.
Yes, you are, and thank you for that.
So, just a slight bit of constructive criticism.
I refuse to hear it.
If I may.
No.
Just a thought.
Okay.
We know that so many of our listeners, we hear from them all the time, many of our listeners have the DVR running on this Yale-LSU game, and they would prefer you not spoil it for them updating them on the score.
I got to sound the alarm. Spoiler alert. Yale losing by 9.
Hey.
Oh, sorry. Yep.
Oh, there you go.
I saw on Twitter
these poor Yale kids do if they lose this game?
I don't know.
What will happen with their lives?
I saw your buddy Dave Portnoy on Twitter said that he bet $33,000 on LSU to win by 6.5.
Because 30 wouldn't have got it done?
Well, it's 33 no, to, I win know, to win 30, 30 I guess. I guess that's why he did it. But I was like, holy smokes.
That is God's way of telling you got too much disposable income, isn't it?
I know, I guess. But I would be a little bit more invested into this game had I had 30 grand riding on it.
So a week or so ago, we got a little concerned because Tom Brady took to Instagram, his only social media outlet, showed us a video of he on the family ski trip a year ago where he took a tumble, made us nervous.
Not just skiing, going off a jump.
A little jump.
Way too much time getting into this jump, and I pushed off. I was way ahead of my skis, and then full left shoulder. That was a lot of pain, and I actually been studying Lindsay.
A lot of pain. A lot of pain on his shoulder. Now, it's his non-throwing shoulder, but still a lot of pain. Unnecessary pain. Also, if you watch that video that he Instagrammed out, as soon as he went off the jump, he had no chance of landing. He was like everywhere. His arms were everywhere. The tips of the ski going in the wrong direction.
Form was not great.
No, it was not good. And so what is he doing now? He's right back at it. Was that screaming at the beginning?
Yeah.
Was that screaming? What is that?
I'm hoping it wasn't him.
See, that's not great. I'm all for these guys doing, you know, whatever they want to do within reason, but he can't wait a couple more years to hit the slopes full go, doing jumps, going, you know, 60 miles an hour down these slopes.
I'm going to suggest, I haven't seen the video yet. I've only heard that. Probably not getting anywhere close to 60 miles.
50 miles an hour. I bet you can go 50. I bet I even go 50, and it helps when you weigh more. Like, the bigger you are, I feel like the more you can go. Once you get that momentum going, and he's not at some, like, rinky-dink ski resort either, I wouldn't imagine. I bet the black diamonds on the course that he's at are very steep.
Actually, like, he's going pretty fast.
Although, this guy can't
he's
get
actually
hurt.
Going real fast.
That's what I'm saying. I bet he's going 50. He can't get hurt in a football game, though, so maybe he can't get hurt anywhere. He's had one injury in his whole career that has knocked him out of games. One.
He did
and that was pre-TB12, so now he may be invincible. So maybe I'm getting worked up for no reason.
He did, when he tweeted it out, he wrote, a little downhill this morning. Now we just need to find the jump. No,
he's looking for jump
we don't,
now.
We don't need to find the jump, Tom.
Remember
that
when
was
he
a
was
a lot of pain.
When he was like rock climbing and rock jumping with, jumping. What was it, like a waterfall that he and Giselle were jumping off of a few years ago? And we're like, what are you doing?
Well, good news is that he does seem to be ahead of his two kids.
Good. Yeah, blown past them. That's good. Don't worry about what they're doing. I'm sure they're great skiers, too. Yeah, this is not
ideal,
I don't think.
Speaking of what are we doing here,
yeah.
What the hell is Marcus Smart doing here?
Well, if you listen to Mike Gorman, Joel Embiid started it all. It was Joel Embiid's fault that he kind of barely moved his left arm out to set a screen.
Watch the left arm of Embiid and the movement of the body.
Sure.
That is a foul.
That is a foul.
And they didn't call it, so Marcus called it.
That might be my favorite scowl line in all the years he's been covering the team, where he just, a long pause.
Sure.
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 He's like, I'm not going to fight you over that. So maybe it could have been a real rinky-dink foul. They probably didn't give it to him, though, because Smart went down like he got shot by a gun.
He flopped.
Flop city. He flops
Which,
all the time.
By the way, he does all the time.
Sometimes he gets calls, though. It's whatever. If he was on another team, you'd hate him, but he's on the Celtics, so yeah, so you love him. But he goes down, doesn't get the call. Pops up, immediate two-hand shove in the back of Joel Embiid.
Embiid did not flop when he went
down.
I don't think so. He got shoved pretty good.
Smart pushes him down, then he runs away. He runs behind a couple of guys, is talking trash.
Which is smart. Embiid's a large guy.
You know, Embiid is a big guy. That's true. But they were up 11. It was early second half when this happened. They were up 11, and that really changed the momentum in the game. And Aaron Baines is already down with an ankle injury. We don't know how long he's going to be out for. Gordon Hayward wasn't playing, still dealing with a concussion, and now Smart is out. And you were up 11 against a good Philly team, and yet a team that you have had their number with.
And I'm not saying they win if he plays, but I'm saying
I think they do.
Their loss was certainly tied to the fact that they seem to be affected by it as a team.
Yeah.
They were adversely affected when he got chucked out. I'm sure part of it was them going, oh, really?
It was like both teams were affected by it. Like the Celtics all of a sudden kind of lost their way a little bit, and it re-energized the Sixers. Next thing you know, they're flying up and down, they're attacking the basket, they're knocking down all these free throws, hitting some big shots, and the Celtics still had their chances. It's not like they were up 11, Smart gets ejected, they lose the lead and never come back. Like, no, they had the lead in the fourth quarter, and yet they let it go, and it was a frustrating one. And now it's a 4-game lead in between those two teams. So the 3 seed is out. The Celtics are not going to get the 3 seed. And then Terry Rozier. Ross, you have Terry Rozier's comments after the game? Because you remember when they played in the playoffs a year ago, they had the confetti. Philly did, even though they didn't win the series, but they were all excited. But this is after a regular season loss where seeding is very much still at stake. And you just lost. Philly's celebrating, I don't know, as they should, because it was a nice win for them. And here's what Terry Rozier said.
Yeah, I thought the confetti was going to drop tonight. No, I did. No, it was a huge, big win. I'm not trying to take nothing away from him, but I thought the confetti was dropping tonight.
I'm not trying to take anything away from him, but I'm going to double down on the same stupid joke twice. Like, you just lost to Philly. So
that really mattered to you.
Right. It mattered to you. It mattered to them.
Maybe it didn't matter to Kyrie, but it mattered to everybody else.
Because this team is a lot better at home. That most teams are. I think every team is. But this team is significantly better at home than on the road, both last year's version and even this year's version. They're now a game below 500 on the road for the entire season. And the way things are shaping up, they're going to be on the road in round one of the playoffs. And these guys are like, oh, no, I thought the confetti. Like, so you're still living in the, you're still talking about last year. You're still talking about the stupid, scary Terry stuff. That's over with. That's gone. And by the way, you're not even going to play Philly in the playoffs as it stands anyway. You're going to end up playing Indiana, either have home court or not. And then you're going to play Milwaukee and then Toronto. Like, that would probably be the path. So you're probably not going to play Philly anyway. But it's like they finally beat you. It's a big win. And just kind of making light of it. It's like all these guys, they're all just waiting for the playoffs for some reason.
We may have gotten a text message, actually, from Mike Gorman. I wasn't sure.
But okay, what did Mike say?
It says, are you guys serious? Embiid threw an intentional elbow at Smart while he was running by.
God.
Total cheap shot.
Oh, my God.
Punch the left arm of Embiid.
And I don't think it was a cheap shot at all. Honestly, if they called a foul on Embiid, I think we've seen worse calls. And you might say, oof, well, all right, Celtics got away with one there. Because he was kind of moving, but it was more the arm. Like, he couldn't reach him with his body, so he threw the arm out. I'm not saying it was a perfectly clean pick. But so, okay. So if you get fouled by somebody and they don't call it, do you two-hand shove him in the back? Like, and Gorman was basically trying to say, well, he started it all.
He actually said, well, ref didn't call it. But
so what, you do that?
Marcus called it.
Where do you do that? Why do you do that? That doesn't make any sense.
Okay,
you're already undermanned.
So Marcus called it.
Yeah.
Got his rear end thrown out. Did you see, by the way, how he reacted after he got thrown out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well,
I made the point on Twitter last night as this was happening. This kind of reminds me of Brad Marchand before he started to grow up a little bit and realize my team needs me out there.
Right.
I can't be doing dumb stuff that's going to get me thrown out of a game, especially, with all due respect to Kyrie, a big regular season game.
Well, there's no such thing, but yes, you're right.
But you're right.
I mean, it is a pretty good comparison, and Marshawn even a better player than Smart is. I even look at it a lot like Draymond Green, and Green's probably, he's a better player too than Smart is, but still, you know, Green's the fourth best player on that team, so they still need him, and he provides something that they don't have. And then he, a bunch of times in his career, has done stupid stuff, gotten thrown out of games, gotten suspended for future games, including the NBA Finals a few years ago when Kyrie Irving and LeBron beat the Warriors. So to your point about Marshawn, you kind of know what you're getting yourself into. And on the one hand, that is true with Smart, but it doesn't mean you can't be frustrated and hopefully there's a teaching moment here. So this is Brad Stevens talking about Smart after the game.
I mean, I already said it in the locker room that, you know, especially, again, with Baines out, we needed him out there. But don't get it wrong. We love all that Marcus is, and that's part of Marcus is his fire. And as you know, a time or two a year, it gets the best of him. But, you know, this is just a reminder of how important he is, and he knows how we all feel, and he knows we all love him.
So dumb, though, by Smart. No, because,
and by the way, that's fine that they love him.
You love the fire, great. And that's part of who he is, fine. Like, I've made the same arguments for Marshawn, saying, you know what, you're never going to get 100% squeaky clean player as part of who he is. But honestly, and I wasn't even joking before, if you're going to get thrown out of a game, if Smart pushes Embiid face-to-face, maybe Embiid takes a swing. Kind of like, who was it? Marquise Chris and was it Tristan Thompson who got in the fight not too long ago? Was it Thompson?
Yeah, they actually.
And Marquise Chris, right?
Threw punches.
Yeah. No, it was Ibaka. It wasn't Thompson. It was Ibaka. But same kind of thing. Like, if you're face-to-face, maybe Embiid takes a swing and you both get thrown out, and then it's advantage Celtics. But you push him in the back, he doesn't even have time to respond to you, and now you're just the one looking like an idiot. And it's a cheap shot.
And they needed the win.
They did. It was a big, what anybody on their team thinks, it was a big regular season game.
With a win, you felt a whole lot better about the possibility of the third seed.
Yeah. You had a chance of the third seed and your fourth seed.
Home court matters.
It really does.
And now they're sitting there in the fifth seed.
Right. If they lose in the first round, we're going to look back on games like this. There are other examples earlier in the season. And then let's even see, Dale. Kyrie already said he's not going to play in all the games the rest of the way, and that was one of the games he did play in. So even when you're playing inferior teams,
I was actually thankful that he was willing to play.
And he was good in it. He was good.
Great.
He's always good. But now he's going to sit a few of these games still, and then your chances of winning go down.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. I've got a great new game I want you to try.
Oh, I love games.
We're going to play a game when we come back in a couple of minutes. It's a fun game that I've discovered on Twitter last night.
All games are fun.
Well, this one's particularly fun. We'll get to it in just a couple of minutes. Daily Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Take Dale and Keefe with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
All right, so there's a fun new Twitter game that I discovered last night. A lot of people have discovered by now. And it's really based on the fact that whenever you read a particularly stupid news story, you just automatically assume that it comes from Florida.
Yes, I would say over half of the Kiefer Madness stories we have are from Florida.
All the time.
Yes.
So this started a guy on Twitter. He started out, he said, new fun personality game. Google the two words Florida man and your birthday, not the year, like in my case.
Yeah.
Google Florida man, March 27th. And
right.
Just see what
the headline is.
So I've got two.
All right, what do you got?
The first one is Florida man gets 40 years for killing girlfriend with fire.
Oh, my God.
That's a good one.
Yep.
The other one I have is Florida man attacked by a crazy squirrel gone nuts.
Oh, I like that.
That's good.
I actually like that headline a lot.
So
you send me that link. I want to read that one.
Yeah, there's a story there I got to get into.
So you
I did it as well.
I
have a few headlines now, and here's one. Florida man finds bright green iguana in toilet, calls 911.
Well, wouldn't you?
The iguana in the toilet. Although I think we did that for Kiefer Madness a time ago. Florida man found passed out drunk behind the wheel in a Wendy's. That one I can kind of, you know, relate to. Not being behind the wheel. The wheel, but being in the passenger seat. That one's fine. And this one's a little bit more macabre. Florida man tells jury he dismembered dad's body, fearing blame for death.
Good God.
So
Jason,
there's a lot to unpack there.
Did you do yours, Jason?
Yeah, I'm giving the mine to Lucy, though. Lucy has a computer right now.
I got Jason's.
Okay.
Oh, you got Jason? Because I want to get yours, too, yeah. Lucy.
Come on. So just so you know, when I did this morning,
it was different.
There was no headline for me. So
really?
I put in Florida man, January 12th. Nothing.
So wow.
Lucy in
you lost search, the game then.
I did. I there was a game you can't lose.
Dead.
I found a way.
You get nobody.
But Lucy searched the dark web for me.
Okay. Good.
Because I am more capable, I was able to find January 12th.
That? Understandable.
Florida man decapitated by helicopter.
Ooh.
Simple.
Jesus.
Wow.
Oh, not man. That there's a good way to be decapitated.
No, but that's a cool story though.
A cool.
You know, like at the
you
end.
You know, in every movie you've ever seen, they yeah. always duck.
You're like, you're supposed to.
They get out of the helicopter. They duck down.
But they're like, oh, did you hear about Frank? Like, no. What happened to Frank? Helicopter. Sliced his head clean off.
All the stuff is on the blade, and it's still spinning around.
It's a closed casket for sure.
All right, so Lucy, what was your Florida man headline?
So mine is December 26th. I have a couple.
By the way, you get screwed.
Day after
Christmas.
I will say I do like it because on Christmas, you're done opening your presents and everything's over. The next day, you
get
it
a
all
bunch
over
more.
Again. It's great.
Smells like a wealthy family.
I was going to say, I would have really been like, you got your gift yesterday, remember? Don't you like it? Aren't you still playing with that? That's
can't
pretty
we count
good.
This is pretty. Anyway, go
exactly.
ahead.
Exactly. So my first one, Florida man worried about vampires intentionally burns down his home.
I love that guy. That's
that
the best
be
one.
The new leader in the
that's,
clubhouse.
That's the best one. A fear of vampires is a very real fear.
The day
I wouldn't
after
go to the
Christmas.
Burns down.
It makes sense.
It's really good. Although you don't kill vampires with fire, but that's another whole thing.
Is there a new story for that? Because we could
just circle back maybe tomorrow.
We'll
and
get back
that's
to that.
My madness.
For sure.
That's
the second one is the nicest one you could possibly have. Is Florida man poses as homeless man, gives $100 to those who stop to help on December 26th.
That is, I guess.
Did not expect that.
Pay it forward, I guess. Yeah, so, that's the only nice one.
So when I put this out last night on Twitter, I had 61 people respond with their Florida man headlines. Like, Florida man throws cheeseburger at pregnant woman, gets arrested.
Well, you can't do that, please.
Like, there are.
Come on.
There are rules. Florida man tried to steal vending machine from apartment complex.
He just wants the vending machines. Like, you realize they're not going to keep filling it up if you take it with you.
This one, I mean, it's sad, but it's...
All right. Well, they're all kind of sad at the end of the day, Dale.
Florida man accidentally kills roommate and dog while committing suicide.
Oh, I don't like that. The dog angle is where I step away from it. The rest of it's fine.
That is dark.
Yeah, that is messed up. That might have been the same guy fearing the vampires. Just everybody burned down.
They all died
house.
In the fire.
I think it could happen.
Well, this one's... Speaking of dark.
Yeah, macabre.
Florida man accused of cutting off penis of ex-girlfriend's boyfriend.
I thought you were going to say just of ex-girlfriend.
No.
We got a real story on our hands.
Florida man arrested accused of shoving woman to get at egg rolls.
Oh, I've seen that.
You know, the kitchen about an hour or so
ago. I was
going
to say, you can have a lot of stories in there. Yeah, Florida man, there's also that... That's been a long-running Twitter account. It's just at Florida man or underscore Florida man or whatever, and that's always right. He's probably had all of these in there. I mean, these are just ridiculous. It really is. Florida probably has as many weird stories as the rest of the country put together. Because they're not all. I mean, there's weird ones in Texas. We've had ones in Tennessee and Alabama, and even around here sometimes. But Florida, I don't know what it is about it. It's a special kind of weirdo down in Florida. Maybe it's the sun.
Well,
what do you think it is?
You know, I don't know who thought it up originally on Twitter.
Yeah, it's a good one though. It's good.
somebody dared me.
They dared you?
Oh, yeah, on the text
to
machine.
To watch a graph video?
Truth or dare?
Google Florida man January 7th. I did. Florida man denies syringes found inside rectum are his.
Million to one odds, if you believe it.
I don't even know how they
these
got
were mine.
There.
I go to sleep for 2 minutes. Next thing you know, somebody planted evidence. I think we should do a new game called Truth or Dale.
Oh, good.
What do you think of that?
Sounds like a good working title.
That's a good working title. I don't know how we play.
The execution we'll figure out after.
We're all around. You got to find the name for something first. Truth or Dale? That's going to
work. Sounds like something OMF would do, but we'll work it out.
What does that mean?
They come up with the idea without the execution.
Oh, yeah. I should have saved that for off the air. Because now people are going to be like, when are you guys playing Truth or Dale?
They were spitballing the whole thing yesterday on the air. OMF was.
Which
about
one?
This new segment that they're going to try today.
It better not be Truth or Dale.
No, it wasn't okay, Truth good. Or Dale. No, but they were spitballing
it's like you
this
call
whole
it,
segment.
You call it. So like people, like each one of them came up with a topic that they're going to talk about at 3:30. People get to vote on what they're going to talk about.
It's called What Else You Got.
I like it. That'll be good. So 3:30 today?
3:30. Yeah, so Lou came up with something, Glenn came up with something, Chris.
So where do you vote on Twitter for it?
On Twitter.
And
yeah.
then once you so you'll already kind of know if you follow the results, right? You'll know what they're talking about.
Yeah, we're going to take a look.
Are we going to tease it right now?
No, we're not going to.
We're not going to steal
you know
it
that's
from
happening. Them. Oh, we should do the segment.
They're doing Florida Man. We should do whatever segment.
We do at 1:30 what they say they're going to do at 3:30.
Whatever they're going to do, let's do it.
Whatever the leader in the clubhouse is, we're going to end our show with that. We're going to break that down, jump ahead of it. Yeah, they need to like hide the results or something because then everybody there's no surprise. You just follow them on Twitter.
Well, whichever genius thought up the Florida Man Google
perfect.
Game.
Perfect
good for,
game.
Good for him because there's enough good stuff there to just keep working it forever. One other quick thing. We mentioned earlier about Terrell Suggs.
T-Sizzle, who's not in Baltimore, by the way. He's going to Arizona this year.
Yeah, well, he was talking about Tom Brady because every time he does something, they ask him, you know, about Tom Brady.
Right, of course.
And so this actually has to do, because we here, New England, 5.5 states, think that Tom Brady's the greatest who ever lived.
Mm-hmm.
T-Sizzle, maybe not so much.
So have you gained respect for Brady at all?
What do you got? 5 rings? 6 rings?
6.
You got as many as Mike? 6?
As many as Mike.
What can I say to that?
And 3 more than LeBron.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you so much.
You see, I try to sneak your hate in on LeBron.
Blasphemy against the king is treason.
Yeah, exactly.
Blasphemy against the king is treason. Stop that, Skip. Stop that.
Yeah.
So we gonna keep it. We gonna keep it fun. Don't be blaspheming against the king. But yeah, he got 6 rings. Good for him. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Good for him.
Skip.
You would think again. For someone like Terrell Suggs, who has won 1 Super Bowl, that's an impressive accomplishment.
Hey, there are a lot of folks who played the game.
Have not. And so
Dan Marino doesn't have a ring.
And so by besmirching his 6, aren't you kind of also besmirching your 1? Or like the times you beat him? Like, because the Patriots might have had more than 6 Super Bowls if it wasn't for the Ravens. I don't know if they win those years necessarily, but just, you know, they beat him in the playoffs. So it should be a bigger accomplishment, but if you kind of knock him down, then what does it say about your team and your career? I don't know. He's just a guy.
He is among those people who is so bitter.
Right.
There's going to be an entire generation of football players who are so bitter about the fact that it's like if you played in the National Hockey League during the Wayne Gretzky era.
Yeah, you're pissed.
And you're thinking, geez, I mean, just could we just.
Give somebody else a shot at it.
Give somebody a chance here.
But, I mean, Marshall Faulk is on the short list of guys that just. Can't stand Brady and can't stand the Patriots, but apparently Terrell Suggs is right up there. You know, you look at some of the guys, they had to have played for the Rams or the Steelers or, I don't know, you got Ravens, apparently. Like, those are the guys that won't even give him the credit. It's one thing, he doesn't have to say he's the greatest of all time, but he's, like, really not giving him any credit.
Ever.
Yeah, it's weird.
617-779-7937. We're going to do whatever OMF planned to do this afternoon in our next segment.
I'm taking it.
And what else you got? Sports Radio.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
WEEI.
Back to Dale.
Dropping deuces right in front of you.
And Keith.
TV, movies, video games, spear, and my dog. It's all I need.
On WEEI.
I don't know about you, but I wish preseason in baseball could just go on forever.
Oh, it's the best, isn't it? Don't you love it? Opening day, 1 week, or for the Red Sox, they've already played two major league games, but the opening day for the Red Sox, 1 week away.
Chris Sale on the bump.
That's right.
Oh, did I steal that from Trending Now? Were you going to use that?
Bump? Yeah, Chris I will Sale a week on from the now. Bump. You okay. can use it now. That's fine. I'll say toes the slab 1 week from today.
Prop that baby out.
Yeah.
It's like a 5:30 game or something here.
Is that what it is? Yeah, because it's in Seattle, right? So
7 o'clock, I think. I'm sorry. Yeah, oh. 7 o'clock, 4 o'clock there.
Pre-game's at 5:30 is what I'm told. Extended
Ooh.
Pregame.
Ooh, they are the World Series champs. I don't know if you guys have heard. So I'm excited for the season to start. Ready to go.
I don't know who's going to pitch out of the bullpen, but you know.
Their closing situation's trash. It is. It's awful. Like, there's no getting around that. It's Barnes, Brazier, who do you think right now will lead the team in saves? That right there, that it says everything you need to know about this team.
Because the last number of years, you'd say, Kimbrel.
Easy, Kimbrel or Koji or Papelbon or Falk. Even the 1 year, the first year that it was Koji, you didn't think it was Koji, but they had someone ready to go. I think it was Hanrahan that year. Like, they got him from Pittsburgh. Like, they got Hanrahan or they got Melanson. Again, those guys didn't work, but that's who it was. This year, you don't even know. I don't even know if Cora knows. Like, oh, we'll see. Like, my guess would be Barnes. My guess would be if they have a 1-2 or 3-run lead in the ninth inning 1 week from today, here comes Matt Barnes. That's my guess, but I wouldn't put any money on it. And then how does that play out throughout the whole season? I think the guy who has the most saves for the Red Sox this season isn't even on the team right now.
That's scary.
I think they make a trade. I don't think it's Kimbrel either.
Means that person will be coming in like July.
Right. And still, because you have a committee, maybe somebody comes up with, you have three different guys with 10 saves or whatever, or 5 to 8 saves, and then you get somebody a couple months into the season, and then he takes the job the rest of the way. That'd be, right now, that's my best guess.
Isn't it the only real hole you feel the team has right now?
Yeah.
I mean, you feel like their lineup's pretty good. You feel like their rotation is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
they're set everywhere else.
You feel that pretty much all nine places in the batting order, you feel pretty good about.
Yeah, like they're not all nine. You're not going to have great hitting from all nine spots.
But you feel good about it.
I was going to say, they didn't last year, and they still scored the most runs. You know, like, I don't think their catching spot is going to be an offensive explosion or second base. But still, overall, really good. And their top 4 or 5 guys is as good as any in the majors. Their rotation's really good. But the whole bullpen, because you don't have a closer, the whole thing is then weakened because now you're elevating everybody up a spot, 1 or 2 spots higher than they should be.
All right, let's get to a couple of things that
else you got?
Oh, I'll let you start.
Oh, all right, I will start. How about this? I mentioned how there's been 2 Major League Baseball games already played this year. Out in Japan, the Mariners are now 2-0. The Oakland A's are 0-2. And we saw, I didn't even realize this was going on, but Ichiro, who started his Major League Baseball.
Cool.
Yeah, it is. He started his Major League Baseball career with Seattle. He moved to a couple of teams, but he was back with Seattle for these 2 games, and then he's calling it a quits. So this was the intro to his final at bat.
All right, here we go. They're standing now. I think people here have heard the news.
The next batter, right fielder, Ichiro Suzuki.
Different buzz. You know, we live in a time where that news can travel so quickly.
So pretty cool. He is retiring. So he played in these 2 games to play over there in Japan.
He retired after the 8th inning.
After the 8th inning.
He walked off the field.
What a weird thing, but pretty cool.
And I've seen footage post-game. I mean, after everything was all done. The telecast was done. They're in the stadium. It was the most amazing. You know how Yaz went around the field and high-fived everybody at his last game? It was like that times 1,000, of people on the field.
They were super into it. Pretty cool. A good job by the Mariners for doing all that. And, you know, and he played. It's not like he went out there and it was like a ceremonial one at bat and done. Like, nope, he was in the lineup. And this is a guy who
45 years old.
45 years old. He was a 27-year-old rookie, because he already had this great career in Japan, came over, was the MVP his rookie year. He played 18 years. Well, I guess this would be his 18th year in the majors. Or I guess this would technically be his 19th year in the majors, if you want to count it, you know, even though it was only two games. He was a 10-time All-Star, a 10-time Gold Glover, an MVP, 3-time Silver Slugger, had over 3,000 hits, and was a rookie at 27. So another first ballot Hall of Famer. And now that Jeter was unanimous,
yep.
You got to think Ichiro's got a chance in 5 years of being unanimous.
Absolutely. All right, I actually have... Well, it's a little different. Huh?
What the hell?
Oh, there we go.
What the hell happened to that guy?
What was that? So today is the anniversary of a hockey event I attended as a fan.
Okay.
At the old Boston Garden.
Hmm.
And I got to see one of the most amazing athletic accomplishments I've ever seen.
On March 21st, 1991, the historic Boston Garden saw a performance of a lifetime. Quebec Nordiques goaltender Ron Tugnut put on one of the greatest single-game goaltending displays in history.
What the shot, the save, the rebound, the save, and Poulin! Two in a row! That's great goaltending. Save Tugnut!
Oh, yeah.
Boy, those pads are getting to work out. Module on the line.
Listen to Fred.
That is great.
All right, so listen to this now. That was Ron Tugnut. He's in goal for the Quebec Nordiques. Okay, you can turn it down.
Let it go.
Listen.
I'm saying, get rid of that. Tugnut.
So here's what he did. He stopped all 17 shots he faced in the first period.
All right.
He stopped 18 of 19 shots in the second. He stopped 23 of 25 shots in the third. He stopped all 12 shots he faced during the five-minute overtime.
12 shots in overtime.
He made 70 saves in a 3-3 tie.
Oh, my God.
Ray Bourque set an NHL record with 19 shots on goal, including a shot.
Ray Bourque had 19 shots on goal?
All by himself. His final shot.
The Islanders had 13 on the goal the other night.
Yeah.
He had 19 on his own?
The final shot of the game, Ray Bourque is coming down the slot. And he gets this blast away. Tugnut makes a glove save basically at the buzzer of overtime for his final save of 70. Ray Bourque had to go up and just tap him on the pads afterwards. He said, what am I going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do? That guy was a wall.
It was
70 saves?
70 saves in a 3-3 tie. That was when they still had ties.
I think them putting 12 shots in a five-minute overtime is equally as impressive. It's crazy.
And Ray Bourque having 19 all by himself.
Jeez.
All right,
now, Dale, you said you were there. Were you,
I was.
Were you part of the standing ovation for him?
Yes.
Everybody's going wild.
Oh,
you had to.
I was in the balcony deck of the garden just watching.
I think
it
I see you
fan.
In this YouTube video.
I might be right there.
Thick glasses?
My Zubaz pants on.
Yeah.
Just rocking those babies.
No, the pants are off at this point.
Oh, yeah. Well, the
saves. I was pretty excited.
Yeah.
So we got to get out of here. OMF is coming up next. We got to say goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you for stopping by. Goodbye.
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 Thank you.
For stopping by!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.